Just about 2 months ago, my wife and I welcomed our son Malcolm into the world. Thanks to the miracles of modern science, we have the security of knowing Malcolm won't have the genetic heart disease that killed my father at 52 and my brother at 26. In the minutes, hours, days, weeks, and now months since Malcolm's birth, between diaper changes and burping, when I've tuned into the debate about repealing the Affordable Care Act, my thoughts have immediately turned to the millions who wouldn't be as lucky as Malcolm if Washington Republicans have their way. In our specific case, oftentimes, the first sign of heart disease is a fatal one, even if diagnosed and recognized, as it was with my dad and brother. The costs for care are massive, even with the best coverage. So thanks to modern medical science, which we had access to, my son won't have a pre-existing condition. But thanks to Republican plans to strip away care from millions of people, my wife, who had a C-section, will. As I have held Malcolm in these first days, or watched my wife hold him, I am blown away by all I worry about. Every cry, gurgle, or snort has us worried something is wrong. Those are the only worries any parent should have. Instead, Washington Republicans would have parents of all ages, senior citizens, and nearly every other segment of our society worried that we are one incident, accident, or discovery away from bankruptcy or worse. The 23 million Americans who would lose coverage if Washington Republicans have their way are not the only beneficiaries of the Affordable Care Act. Our society as a whole benefits when we work to provide security and opportunity to all. Who knows how many great entrepreneurs have been derailed by a medical bill that crushed their dreams and killed their great idea? How many life-changing teachers never got to sit in a classroom because they couldn't afford the preventative care that would have detected their cancer early? How many doctors or researchers never got to find cures or invent treatments because they couldn't afford the treatment or cure they needed? It is easy to get lost in the numbers of the healthcare debate. But what is impossible to avoid is that hundreds of thousands of new parents, like Michaela and I, will hear those first cries, gurgles, and snorts, and have even more trouble sleeping for fear that they can't afford the cure they need. What is impossible to avoid is those who have been hit hardest by the recent Great Recession will be hit hardest by the removal of the lifeline that the Affordable Care Act, Medicaid, and other programs provide. What is impossible to avoid is the fact that women will pay more simply because they are women. And most personally, though a feeling known and shared by far too many, is that many people in similar situations to my dad and brother will have fewer todays and tomorrows with loved ones because they won't get the care they need. Yes, our healthcare system can be much, much better, but it will not get there by rolling back the progress we have made. It will not get there by ripping away a lifeline from 23 million of our friends, family members, and neighbors. We all deserve far better than that.